This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A Cook County judge is requiring pretrial detention for the accused killer in Monday's fatal shooting of four people on the CTA's Blue Line. 30-year-old Ronnie Davis allegedly shot two sleeping men, then a woman, then a man who tried to defend himself by raising a hand. This was all as their train pulled into the West Suburban Forest Park station before dawn. Prosecutors said Davis was arrested that morning with a gun that matched the shell casings at the shooting scene. The Chicago Sun-Times' Matt Hendrickson says media and some of the victim's relatives packed into the detention hearing.
He looked a little surprised by the number of people that were in this really small courtroom in the basement of the Maywood Courthouse. He did not speak during the hearing, just mainly looked straight ahead at the judge.
Davis faces first-degree murder charges. A Chicago City Council member says the tragic shooting on the Forest Park Blue Line highlights the need for more mental health services. Chicago Alderman David Moore was hesitant to lay blame on embattled CTA President Dorval Carter, who's taken flack for safety and cleanliness issues on the CTA.
Dorval Carter, from a security standpoint and everything that he's trying to do, he's doing it. We still short police. That's the bottom line.
But Moore added the city needs to double down on holistic methods for violence prevention.
We have to make sure people are getting access to mental health care, because it's serious and it's real.
The motive is still unknown, but officials say the shooting appears to be random. New data say Chicago shelter pet deaths are surging. A report from Best Friends Animal Society says of the roughly 30,000 pets brought into Chicago area animal shelters in 2023, about 2,700 were killed because they weren't able to find homes. And more pets were killed at Chicago's Animal Care and Control Shelter that year than in any other year since 2016. But the Society's Caitlin Simmons says many shelters are implementing no-kill programming.
The people of Chicago care about their cats and dogs. They care about being a no-kill city, and they want to be a part of the growth and the change. CACC can't do it alone. So this is certainly something that's going to take local partners and national partners.
Of the 153 Illinois shelters that share data, 103 are currently considered no-kill. After an eventful summer that featured a record number of tornadoes, Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says he expects a calmer fall season.
The period between September and November is actually our climatologically lowest frequency period for severe weather, tornadoes, hail, and severe winds. And so, you know, typically we expect there to be a bit of a lull before we see kind of a secondary peak or an uptick in the severe weather frequency during the wintertime, interestingly enough.
Despite this, Ford says it's important to remember that during the fall, there's always a lingering chance of severe weather. So don't let your guard fully down. The Farmer's Almanac says to expect a, quote, wet and frosty fall season. Something else you should know today. Advocates say a false social media post about 32 migrants carrying arms and taking over a building on Chicago's South Side promotes hate and xenophobia. The social media post went viral on X after a right-wing group posted a clip of a Chicago police dispatcher reporting a 911 call Monday. That post was then shared by ex-owner Elon Musk. The Chicago Police Department says the officer's dispatch found no evidence to support the claims. Local advocates say social media posts like this instill fear and spread anti-immigrant sentiments. Today's weather is going to be mostly sunny, and the high should reach the upper 80s. Tomorrow, we're expecting highs to dip down to the upper 60s, and there's a chance of rain. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.